The question I would like to ask is about the date, is because last time you gave advice to one of the ladies who came, says you can live in Vrindavan and you take darshan of the deities Radha Raman, Radha Vallabha. They are very, very powerful deities. Very powerful deities.
Who? Radha Raman?
Radha Vallabha and Vankavihari.
Yeah.
Yes, Maharaj. Then, because what something impressed to me was because you said very powerful, like a very special, no? Then, if we just do that, then we get full blessings or special mercy. We can get a special mercy.
Mm-hmm. So what's your question? You're asking a question. If we go to these eight very old deities and we pray and we do some puja and we bring some flower mala. If we have any money, we buy a mala. And we buy some oil, fragrant oils, or incense or something. We give some gifts. When we come to see the Thakurji, we bring some gifts for him.
Yes,
we shouldn't go empty-handed. We shouldn't go empty-handed when we meet the sadhu or when we meet the Bhagavan. Because that's the chance when we can show our gratitude. Because every moment the sadhu's words are moving us towards spiritual perfection. And every moment the blessings of God are keeping us alive. So we're always grateful to God and the sadhus. God keeps us alive and the sadhus instruct us how to attain God. So we show our gratitude whenever we go to meet a sadhu by bringing some gift, and we show our gratitude to Krishna whenever we go to take darshan by bringing some gift. I know in the old days in Vrindavan, all the Goswami Saptalaya, the seven temples of the Goswamis, they would have a small tray there near the darshan mandap, some small tray, two feet by 1 foot, like aluminum, whatever, baking tray. And that's where all the people could put their little donations. So I always remember when I stayed 3 years at Radha Damodara, how touching it was that in that area of Damodara Temple, Sevakunj, there are many poor people live there, many Bengali widows and old wives of old mothers of rickshawwalas and things. And they would come every day for darshan of Damodarji. And they would bring, every time they would come for darshan, they would have tied up in their sari little knot like this, and they would untie it. And they would take out 1 teaspoon or 1/2 teaspoon of gehun, wheat, whole wheat berries, whole wheat. Or some mung dal. And one lady would bring two or three pieces of matar beans, string beans. Very small. And all these little things on the tray. Very, very poor people. But no matter how poor they were, every day they were mindful. And they were mindful and would remember to bring some small thing for Thakurji. Even 1/2 teaspoon of gehun. Or 2 or 3 pieces of matar, eggplant, like this, something. Because that's cheap. The apple costs 25 rupees. You bring one apple costs 25 rupees. 1/2 teaspoon of gehun is not much. So they can afford that. But every day they would come. 30 days a month they would bring 1/2 teaspoon. So after a month it becomes a couple chapatis. So much love. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakti pradachati. So Krishna is saying, you just offer me a leaf. You just bring me a leaf. You're going to visit Krishna. You bring some people, I've seen sometimes people bring, they have a little bag and they go to the Thakurji because the lady's growing a lot of tulsi in her yard. So she picks a bunch of tulsi and she goes on the tour of the Saptalaya temples and she goes to the altar and she puts some tulsi. Offers tulsi. It's free. And that's the most dear. So these old deities I was saying how they're so powerful because I lived there for 3 years and I was visiting every day for 3 years Banki Bihari because I was buying garland. So every day I saw Banki Bihari for 3 years and every day I saw Radha Damodar all day and night. First I go leave Damodar, then I go to Sevakunj, then I go to Vrinda Devi and go upstairs and see the painting of Divine Couple and that temple there, Rupa Sanatan Mandir. There's Vrinda Devi, and then upstairs is Divine Couple painting, Radha and Krishna. Then come down and go further. And there's some other little temples. There's a Purnamasi temple right before Sevakunj entrance. There's Purnamasi. It was all beat up now, it's a little developed. Little Purnamasi temple, go to Purnamasi, and then go to Sevakunj, and then go to Rupa Sanatan, see Vrinda Devi, and then go further, then go to turn right, then there's Ganapati there in the market, Outkamba, old Purani Ganeshidi, and then go further, and then go to Banki Bihari, buy rose garlands for Damodar and Radharani and Prabhupada, his kitchen, his room, like this, put him in back. Then come out of there, then go to Radhavallabh. And Radhavallabh will come out of there, and then go down and go to Yamuna. And walk along and see the Yamuna. Yamuna was flowing very close then. And walk, see the Yamuna. And then I go, can't remember, different ghats are there, different ghats. And then maybe Keshi ghat, or maybe it's before Keshi ghat. I forget. I mean, Kaliya ghat. Maybe Kaliya Daha, I forget if it's that far, maybe it's closer. Maybe all right. And then I go to Imlitala, then I go to Sringarvat. And then Sringarvat, I come out and I go to Radha Damodar. Every day. That's in the daytime. In the nighttime, after everyone goes, then I would go out, I would go down the back way, go to Keshigat, go along Keshigat, come up back way from Keshigat. You come up by Vamshi Gopal Temple, Gadadhar Pandit's Tooth Samadhi. Coming up behind Keshigat, Gadadhar Pandit's Tooth Samadhi, then Vamshi Gopal, then you turn left, then it's Gokulananda, Radha Vinod, then you come out and go straight, it's Radha Raman. So this way, this is my evening program. So that was my experience, my anubhuti, of how much power these deities have and how much. But now there's another more factor to consider here, that each form of the murtis of Krishna, they represent a certain intensity of devotion and a certain type of devotee. So the very, very ancient deities, they've been worshipped for thousands of years or thousands and thousands of artiks with so much devotion. So Krishna says, as you reciprocate, as you love me, as you surrender unto me, I reciprocate with you. So they've been loved and served for hundreds of years. I was calculating one time, Radha Damodar Temple, 7 artiks a day for 400 years. 7 times 365 times 400. It's a lot. And everyone is... And then how do these deities come? This deity, Banki Bihari, was manifested from the prema of Swami Haridas. He's just sitting in the jungle, singing. He would sing and the rain would fall. Clouds would form over his head. The leaves on the trees would tremble. When he sang songs of Vilap and separation from Radharani and Krishna, then the leaves would go shh. They would tremble like in anxiety that Radha and Krishna are separated. And the deer would come to listen to him. Deer would come around and listen. Many deer, many animals, the birds... Hundreds and hundreds of birds would sit in a tree, totally silent, with their eyes closed, listening to Haridas singing, Swami Haridas. And then he saw, in his mind, he saw Banki Bihari. Then he heard in his ears, I'm here, I'm listening to you, but I'm under the ground. So he came, dug the Nidiban. He said, I'm eternally having Leela Nidiban, please bring me out. So he brought him out. Now you go, that's Banki Bihari. Now you go to Radhavallabha. Radhavallabha, there's a great saint, Hitharivamsh. Hitharivamsh is a Brahmin and a very great saint. And it's said that he wrote the Radharasuta Nidhi also. Many people say that. There's some debate who wrote that. We say Prabodhananda Saraswati. I don't know the story, but he revealed this deity. or installed or established this deity. So the deity is 350 years old, a very old deity, Radhavallabha. So then Radharaman, everyone knows the story.
Yes.
The Shalagram Shila. And this is a miraculous, astounding, miraculous appearance of a deity. Because Bhakti Bihari must have been carved by somebody somewhere and hidden under the ground. And Madan Mohan and Govindaji, they came from under the ground, you know. So, and Gopinath came washing up in the Yamuna or something. They found them over there. So, Marupandit. So these deities, they specifically came, they're the fruit of the bhajan, they're the fruit of the prem bhajan. These are the pran thakur. These are the pran thakur. Swami Haridas's pran thakur is Banki Bihari Lal. And the pran thakur of Hidhari Vamsh is Radhavallabh. And then the pran thakur of Gopal Bhatta is Radharaman. So much prem that Guna Manjari has, you know. So much prem that Damodar Shila became Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham. And again, thousands and thousands of artis and thousands. So how much Krishna stays where there's love. The more love there is in the heart of the devotee, the more Krishna manifests his presence to that devotee. And the more you can feel the presence of Krishna. It depends on love. Love brings Krishna very near. And envy pushes Krishna very far. So the more we love Krishna, the more we think of Krishna, the more he loves us and thinks of us. Eventually, we love him so much and we think of him so much that we can't stop loving or thinking of Krishna, and he can't stop loving and thinking of us. So therefore, he moves in with us. He moves right in with us, and he moves into us, and he enters into us. It's called Pravesh, Avesh. We say Shakti Avesh. So Bhagavan Avesh, he enters the heart of the devotee, and he never leaves. Govinda Vishram. So these are the devotees that establish the great Hidhari Vamsh and the great Swami Haridas and the great Gopal Bhatta Goswami. These are extraordinary devotees of the highest caliber, the most respected great saints of India, Siddha Mahapurushas and Nityaparishats, eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. They establish these deities. And they've been worshipping these deities on the highest standard, especially Radharaman, for 400 years. So all of that added together means powerful deity. And other deities are installed by different acharyas, by professional pujaris, and carved in Jaipur or whatever. That's very nice. Everything is very good and wonderful. But one can judge by their own experience. The facts are what I'm saying are contribute a lot, because everyone knows this is our tattva. The tattva is a philosophy, but the philosophy also is a reality, because the reality is that the Krishna enters the form of the deity and manifests. As much as we have love, that's how much we can see Krishna. The stories of the great devotees, they speak with the Lord, they laugh with the Lord plays with them, the Lord goes, and this Madan Mohan was playing with the devotee. Purushottam Chobe, he had a deity of Madan Mohan in his house in Mathura. But his son had a Sakyaras relationship with the Thakur, the deity. So the son would come in the temple and say, "Hey, Gopal, Madan Mohan, Gopal, come, I want to play with you. Come in the backyard. Let's play. Come with me in the backyard behind the house." "Well, okay." So then Madan Mohan, you know, Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan, same. He would go in the backyard and play. And Sanatan Goswami came there, Madhukari in Mathura. And so he came and he went for darshan. He said, "Where's Thakurji come? Where's Madan Mohan?" "Oh, he's playing with my son in the backyard." So they were wrestling and, you know, banging each other. And, like boys do sometimes, they get carried away. And so how is that possible? Our deity just standing there for 100 years, not doing anything. So the love is like this. There's so many stories of the interactions of the deities, following the devotees, leaving the temple, going to join the kirtan, Gauridas Pandit's deities, Gornitai. He went to make, he was cooking a boga, and then wife was cooking a boga, and he went into, you know, Brahmani. He went into, okay, it was ready, went in to offer it. And was it? Kotai. Goranga Kotai. Nitai Kotai. Nitai Kotai. And he said, these guys, you know, they know it's time for lunch, and they just ran out and went jumping in the Ganga or something. I'm going to beat those boys. So he took a stick and he ran after them. He said, I'm going to beat you. We cooked such a nice offering here, and now you're out playing and it'll be cold and not stale. He said, nonsense. So then they were in the kirtan. Die, go, or Hari Bo, and they were dancing with all the devotees. And then they saw, oh, what's happening? This is Gauridas. He looks a little crody type, you know, looking angry, and red eyes are red, and coming very fast, and stick in his hand, and he's going to beat us. So then they got afraid because they're kids, they're little boys, you know. And the father comes with a stick, the son is afraid. So it's like, that's kind of Vatsalya Bhav. So then they said, we have to go inside somewhere. So Chaitanya Das was there. So then Chaitanya Das was the nearest person, so they jumped in his heart. And then he became known as Hridaya Chaitanya, eternal associate, Lord Chaitanya. So there's so much love that these devotees have that they're no longer deities, they're Sakshat Hari. It's an aparad to think that the murti is just a pratima. It's just a pratima made of stone or whatever. That's an offense. We have to think and feel and act that the Thakurji, the murti in our house or temple, is directly Sakshat Brajendra Nandan Krishna, and try to treat him that way. But we don't have much love. We don't have much affection for Krishna. So he's not showing much love or affection for us. He's not speaking to us or running around playing with us. But this is the reality. So these devotees, and their deities, they have such a tight... It's just one devotee, one deity. One wife, one life. One life, one wife. So they have one Thakur, one Bhakta, one Thakur. So he's their pran, he's their prananath, he's their everything. So he's their beloved. So this deity is, and Bhakti Vihari loves Swami Haridas. And he came in his heart. He's not coming from Jayapur, being carved, installed by some South Indian Brahmins or whatever. He's installed by Prem. Prem installed him. And Prem installed the Radharamana, and Prem installed the Radhavallabh. That's why I say these deities are very, very powerful. They're the monarchs of the Thakurji world of Vrindavan. And we're doing good. Gaudiya, one of the monarchs is a Gaudiya. We're Gaudiya Sampradaya, and our Lord is one of the biggest players. For us, he's the biggest. But then Swami Haridas, I don't know, that's maybe some branch of Nimbark or so, I'm not sure. I think it's something to do with Nimbark. And then there's Monkey Vihari, then Hidari Vamshas, I think, I know his own Sampradaya or whatever. Hidari, or they call it the Vallabhis, Vallabhi Sampradaya or whatever. They follow Hidari Vamshan. They're worshippers of Radharani especially, and Radha and Krishna. So you're there in Vrindavan. And of course, you know, we always think my father's bigger than your father. Everyone always thinks my daddy's the best daddy. And it has to be that way. My father's the biggest. So we think, oh, my Thakurji's the best, you know. That's nice. You have to think that way. It's very good. It's also true. But if you can use objectivity, because this is a completely subjective and transcendental realm when we're talking about murtis and bhaktas and prabhav and influence, it's all very individual. For some bhaktas, whoever their Gopal inside their house, in their living room is their everything, in their whole life, and that's all they know and all they care for. So that's okay. That's perfect. Also, but if one, it's of course again it's a subjective experience to say, oh, these are very powerful deities. But we try to give some reasons which might contribute to their power. But ultimately, it's a question of love, of the intensity of love between the sevak and the savior, the object of seva and the server. It's an exchange of love. But what I feel is that when you go to see these amazing deities and try to render some service, bring some perfumes or some incense or whatever, some money or whatever, these deities, that when you go there, you're getting in between the flow of love, because you know that this deity has there's an incredible radiance of love coming from this deity towards Gopal Bhatta. So maybe Gopal Bhatta is standing in the temple right now when I'm taking darshan. Maybe he's also taking darshan. Mm-hmm. So I want to be, maybe if I'm standing in the radiance of his love, some of the love that's exchanged between Radharaman and Gopal Bhatta will reflect and come into me. Because I want to take part in the loving exchange between Gopal Bhatta and Radharaman. So if I go there to the temple, that radiance, that effulgence, that prabhav will come inside of me. Not if I'm sitting 100 miles away. Because Gopal Bhatta never leaves Vrindavan, and neither does, you know, Radharaman. And he didn't even when other deities left. And then same thing, if I go to Bankim Vihari, I feel like, because their relationship with Bankim Vihari and Swami Haridas is eternal. It's nitya. So I'm sure Haridas is there, but I can't see. And so if I go there and take darshan of Bankim Vihari, some of the rays of love from there. Because when Bankim Vihari is looking out, he's looking at his devotees. So that's the idea. I felt, this is something I'm trying to explain, my subjective experience of being in those temples and taking darshan and praying. And in old days, long ago, in 1989 and 10 and like 27 years ago, when things were a little not so packed up all the time, Bankim Vihari's super packed. It was packed then, but super packed now. Well, if you go any time, weekdays and things, and try to avoid the rushy times, you can have some very amazing experiences there when the ambience is good. There's too many people and too much noise and too much, you can't communicate very much with the Thakurji. Too much distraction or pushing or... So these are the Thakurjis of Vrindavan. And since you stay over there, you should take advantage of their mercy and their darshan, their blessings. And spend time. It's okay, today's Ekadasi. I'm just going to stay and hang around Radharaman. And when Radharaman go to sleep, I'll go visit a friend, or I'll go home and go to sleep and come back or whatever. And just spend many, many hours with one deity and praying and chanting. It's a sublime experience. Only devotees can understand the experience of bhakti.
What about the deity of Syamananda? Because Syamananda Prabhu, they say Syamasundara come.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's, I'm a little oversight there. Yeah, well, because I would go there every day also when I went to Life Bazaar. That was like my neighbor. I would go there to see the dressing style, because they had, when I was there, my term in Radhadamodar, they had a very, I think it was Ridayananda Das Babaji Maharaj. He was staying there because he's initiated on that side. He's in the Shamananda Parivar, I believe so. And he was staying there, and he was a Babaji then also. I think he's still alive maybe, I'm not sure. He lives in Radhadamodar Temple.
Radhadamodar next to
that. Yeah. It's actually part of the temple compound. But the entrance is outside or whatever, or inside or whatever. Whatever. So he was staying there many years, 20, 30 years, many, 40, I don't know. And he was very expert in puja work. I guess he's probably a Brahmin from birth or whatever. So expert means he was very talented on festivals and designs and Noka Bihar and fantastic dresser and painting the face so nicely of so then he kind of created like a parampara there. So they had the highest, the most fanciest dressed deities in Vrindavan were Shyamasundar in the old days. Really fantastic. People from other temples would come there to see how they were dressed. So I would go every day because I had to buy my sabji for cooking for Prabhupada. I go to the Loy Bazaar main sabji market there on the backside. So I stop in to see how cool Shyamasundar was dressed. So that's a fact. I think the small deities. There's two or three small ones. I think one on the backside or something.
Right,
it's like is. Which both Radha and Krishna came to him, or Radharani came to him, or what?
Radharani and Krishna both.
Oh. So that I forgot. They're also very powerful. So one more powerful deity.
Is it original deities?
Huh?
Original.
Radharani gave.
Yeah, what gave from the heart?
Yeah.
Whatever. All deities are. If the Krishna is the heart of Radharani, so you're saying that Shyamasundar was given from the heart of Radharani. Well, where do you think Radharaman came from? Radharaman Bhakti Vihari. They came from the heart of Radharani. How they came from the heart of Radharani? Because the heart of Radharani is in the heart of the Bhaktas. So Gopal Bhatta. He had pure. He's a gopi.
Manjari.
He's a gopi. But he's a gopi. He means gopi. But they're all five kinds of gopis. But specifically, he's Guna Manjari.
Oh, Guna.
Gopi is Guna Manjari. So Guna Manjari. That means that they loved Radharani so much. And so Swami Haridas is Lalita. Mm-hmm. Swami Haridas. They say he is Lalita Sakhi. So how much love Lalita has for Radharani? So then when we say that Krishna, Thakurjis of Krishna Vrindavan are coming from the heart of Radharani, because the devotees of Radharani represent the heart of Radharani. They're called Bhav Tadatmyam. The Manjaris are Bhav Tadatmyam. They're one with Radharani's Bhav. Tad Bhavichatmika. There's two types of Kamanuga Raganuga Bhakti. One is Tad Bhavichatmika, and the other one is Samboga Chatmika. So the Sakhis that are in direct relationship with Krishna, enjoying intimately with Krishna, they're Sambog. Their Icha, their desire is to enjoy directly and intimately their bodies with Krishna. But the Manjaris, they're Tat Bhav Icha Maya. They Ichatmika. Their desire is to relish the taste of Radharani's love, her bhav, her feelings, when she's serving Krishna. And they're assisting Radharani and meeting Krishna and serving Radharani in so many ways. So they're Bhav Tadatmya, they're one with Radharani's Bhav, her feelings, her indications, her desires, her needs. At any given moment, by the slightest hint or no hint, indication or no indication, or even a thought or no thought, the Manjaris know what Radharani requires and what she needs, and immediately they render that service or her pleasure. So the Manjaris are Bhav Tadatmya with Radharani. But at the same time, Radharani is also Bhav Tadatmya with the Manjaris. She's one with the heart of the Manjaris. So therefore, these great devotees, Swami Haridas and Shamananda and Gopal Bhatta and Hidhari Vamsh, that's what I say, that Krishna comes from the heart of Radharani. So these devotees are one with Radharani's heart. So these deities manifested because of the hearts of these devotees. So from the Radha-filled hearts of these devotees, then the Thakurji Krishna manifested. So that's how. So when we go there, all that energy, all that love that brought those deities, it's still going on. It's eternal. That pastime between the bhaktas and the devotee, or bhaktas and Krishna, Murti of Krishna and Krishna are the same. So the Leela is eternal, so that Radharaman is manifesting due to the intense love and desire to serve of Gopal Bhatta. So that kind of energy comes from that temple, from that Thakurji. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so powerful to go there. When you go these deities, you don't go just for Radharaman. You can't separate the lover from the beloved. Mm-hmm. You can't just worship Radharani. Radharani is always with Krishna. It's Radha Krishna Milita. We worship Radha and Krishna together. Radha Govinda Yuga. So when we go to these temples, we can get the most mercy and most blessings and benefit by praying to the Samstakacharya of that Thakurji. So we go, we have to show equal regard and equal devotion for Swami Haridas and Banki Bihari, Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Radharaman, and then Hithari Vamsh and Radhavallabha. We can't one side say, oh, Radhavallabha, you're so beautiful, you're so majestic looking with your black eyes and you're so beautiful dresses and such beautiful bhav and atmosphere here. But, oh, Hithari Vamsh, I don't care about him. We make offense to him. No, it can never... The more we can evoke proper sentiments of surrender and devotion and appreciation and gratitude and prayer and submission to the lovers of the Thakur, the more we'll get the recognition and blessings from the Thakur himself. Love me, love my devotee. Just to modify the expression. So this is the dynamics of taking darshan of the Thakurjis of anywhere, any Thakurjis. That where am I? Where am I standing? Who am I taking darshan of? Who am I seeing? He or is he seeing me? Am I seeing he or he is seeing me? So this has to be considered. We're being seen. And we can see, we're being seen. Krishna's seeing us for sure. But we're only seeing him by the strength of our love, by our prema. The greater the prema, the more we can see and experience and feel Krishna. So that the glories of the Banki Bihari or the glories of Swami Haridas, they're mutually interdependent. So we can't separate. They have such wonderful biographies. You read about Hithari Vamsh or Swami Haridas and amazing lives and amazing devotion, amazing meditations and influence. I mean, 400 years. What is going on here? What has made this thing go on for 400 years, 500 years? It's energy. It's the love. It's going on still. So that's what we pick up when we go there. Just see on the YouTube or see on your Facebook the latest pictures of Radharaman. That's very good. But it can't compare. It's like going, you know, having sadhu sangha and then looking at a YouTube movie. Is there any difference?
So much difference.
Satasanga's live time.
Yes.
Because the camera is catching the image, but not the bhav.
Yeah.
Bhav is, it's not, you can't, it's only feelable. It's not
recordable.
The feelings of bhav.